The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers. This episode, we will be starting with the exploration of Wackner's Mad. Now, the adventure finder says it's in Blade Square, and technically it is. But it's a bit on the edge of Blade Square, rather than in the middle, where you'd see it immediately when you start. You've got to go to the Griffin's Egg Ledge Alehouse. And let us begin. Wackner's Mad. The tall, broad-shouldered man, the crown of his broad head, and well-defined angles of his square face wed from the winter chill, steps into the common room and shudders. After pausing to squat to squash a scuttling roach with the toe of his sizable black boot. Hey, that roach didn't do anything to you. The imposing figure, his entrance having already served to quell the buzzing tavern's incessant din, turns and strides in your direction. Start. Late one wintry afternoon, as you relax next to the fire in the crowded common room of the Griffin's Ledge Alehouse, the tall, broad-shouldered man, the crown of his broad head and well-defined angles of his square face wed from the winter's chill, steps into the common room and shudders. He slowly wipes the melting snow from his worn sleeves as his eyes scan the alehouse throng. More than once, his discerning gaze is drawn to you. And I assume this is not for reasons other than Sir Croakington is the only toad having an ale in like the entire world. That's bigger than him. That's bigger than having an ale that's bigger than her and handling it very well. Somehow. Let's just say magic. After pausing to squash a scuttling roach with the toe of his sizable black boot, the intimidating figure, his entrance already having served to substantially quell the tavern's bustling incessant din, turns and strides in your direction. You turn on the table you're sitting on, because, you know, small, and focus your eyes on the approaching stranger. A sword and a small axe hang on opposite sides of the thick belt that circles his waist. His size and posture indicate that he possesses considerable strength, but it is his general bearing, revealed most readily by the firm, purposeful placement of his every step, that suggests he is a man accustomed to gaining the respect of those with whom he treats. Your every instinct tells you the man drawing up to your table is a capable and dangerous fellow. I do not mean to intrude, he says, as he arrives at your table, his deep, steady voice, and polite, though reserved demeanour, affirming your initial suspicions regarding his character. Perhaps we might have a few words. I bear on to you greetings from Al Nadwin. My name is Yusin, and I come here on behalf of Kalusuth, Lady of the Tower of Iowan, the Grey Mage. May I sit? Okay, there's a lot of lore book entries here. So I'm just going to go through them. Tower of Arwen. This immense tower is situated in the heart of the city of Aspyr and is surrounded by a complex of walls and other fortifications, many of which are said to be magical in nature. Wouldn't be surprised. In fact, I'd be very much surprised if they weren't. It is in this tower that the Grey Mage resides. Initiates of the Grey Circle must make a pilgrimage to the tower and pledge themselves to the surface of the Brotherhood before they can be considered true members. None of my characters have done that yet because it's not in the game. But, something possible future quest. It's not a priority, but just something to consider. It is rumoured that the tower contains treasures beyond belief, though it is unlikely any thief has ever successfully conquered its many defences. Yes, that would also be an exciting adventure. Doing a heist of the Tower of Arwen. Probably not just, to get stuff, but presumably some tied to getting absolute, solid, 100% guaranteed, unrefutable evidence that Glenorus is a dick. And then presumably he can be tossed out of the Grey Circle, which would lose him a lot of his power, and then he'll be hunted down by super mages. And that will definitely put a stop to his plans and put quite a hamper in some of Runeskin's plans, but probably help other plans because, that's Runeskin. He has plans within plans within plans. But most of them involve hurting people. Alright. Kalasuth, the Grey Mage. Kalasuth is the name currently attributed to the Grey Mage, the most powerful and influential of the Swift sorcerers, and supreme leader of the Grey Circle of Mages. It is believed that Kalasuth, a woman whose origin and history are not known, and has only ever been seen by the closest members of her inner circle a handful of times over the last few centuries, is nearly 500 years old. Little else is known about her. Yes. Maybe we'll learn eventually. I mean, surely will if the GM goes and cracks the being immortal thing. You should work on that. Alright, we've got that link. The Grey Mage. And there's a separate link for the Grey Mage. The Grey Mage remains one of the most mysterious, powerful and influential personages in all of Swith. By all accounts, the reclusive mage is the supreme leader of the Grey Circle, a politically and magically powerful guild of mages, quartered in a hidden chamber within the Tower of Arwen in the city of Aspyr. It is unknown if the Grey Mage had been seen by more than a handful of people over the last few centuries. It is rumoured that the Grey Mage communicates telepathically with the most powerful members of the Grey Circle, and so remains abreast of all that comes to pass throughout the realms. The Grey Mage is said to possess magical power beyond human comprehension. Well, that won't affect Sir Crokin being a toad right now. I don't know if she can comprehend more or less, but she can definitely comprehend different. The Grey Mage's words on all matters, which are made known from time to time, are usually taken under careful consideration by all of Swift's rulers. Immediately intrigued, though vowing to remain cautious, you cordially invite the self-proclaimed emissary of Swift's most powerful mage to take a seat. He nods and complies with the invitation. When he is seated, you promptly inquire about his reason for seeking you out. For you have no proof that anything he has thus far told you is true. Your every instinct you possess implores you to listen carefully to what he has to say. "I've been followed here," he says, lowering his voice. "It could not be helped. The journey of the likes of which I have made could not have been endeavoured in secret. I tell you this because those treading in my wake will likely become phantoms following your trail. Once I relinquish to you that which I've come here to depart. Mindful that you're sitting across a table from a reported envoy of perhaps the most powerful, influential, and mysterious personage in all the known world, you tactfully inquire about what it is he's supposed to give you, and how it is you are known to the Grey Mage. Scant indeed are those meritorious souls who do not fall under the ceaseless, benevolent gaze of Kalilasuth, a lady whose sight and power are beyond all mortal reckoning, a lady who no longer wishes to conceal herself behind her ancient title, or behind the walls of her tower fortress, he says. You have been known to the Grey Mage for many a season, Sir Croakington. It should be with great honour that you accept what I'm about to give you. Before you've had a chance to reply to Yersin's rather cryptic response, the stoic emissary locks his steely gaze on Juon. In that moment, you suddenly become aware of a glowing, eye-shaped amulet dangling from a silver chain around the envoy's neck. I'm guessing that's a way for the Grey Mage to have a little peek at what's happening. Yeah. As the amulet glow swiftly fades, you're overcome by a deep, unsettling sensation. The sensation passes, but leaves you shaken and breathless. As you struggle to again fill your lungs, your hands clutching at the edge of the table, Yersin quickly apologises. "It is most unpleasant, I concur," he says, "and for that I am sorry. As you no doubt can concern, however, you haven't been harmed. Now, you see it, you need only try." As Yersin's voice trail off, a dark, hazy image takes form. Foremost in your thoughts, slowly, the blurred, shadowy scene clears enough to reveal a boulder-strewn clearing in the midst of the vast, fog-shrouded wood. You instantly recognise the wood to be the cursed forest of Fogbore, which we spent a lot of time exploring, probably more than 100 episodes back, and we found a lot of very interesting things. And actually, there's still more to do there. We've still got to finish the Circle of the Wolf. But, well, apparently we're going back. The vision in your mind dissipates, and you return your gaze to the imposing envoy seated across from you. "You have seen it," he says, placing his hands flat on the table. "You have just looked upon the entrance to a place many have long considered to be nothing more than a myth. In the forest of mist, in the clearing you have not yet visited, but can now clearly recall, lies the way down to Rachna's Mad." And there's a link for that. Rachna's Mad. Rachna's Mad is the name long ago given to the deep, sprawling labyrinth said to lie beneath the ruins of the infamous sorcerer's ancient tower, somewhere in the cursed, mist-shrouded forest of Fogbore, and now we know where it is. Scholars have long wondered at the use of the word mad as the name of Wagner's mystical labyrinth. Most believe the term mad is a shortened version of the maze's original moniker of Wackner's Mad Labyrinth. Though the ruins of Wackner's Tower have never been located, most believe this legendary maze is nothing more than a myth. Adventurers have long sought to find the infamous labyrinth, eager to explore its passages and uncover the secrets it is said to guard. Many who believe in the existence of the labyrinth also believe that it is, as the ancient texts have suggested, perhaps more than 20 levels deep. Some believe, however, that the maze is far deeper than any have so far estimated. Even the illustrious master adventurer Tallis, now retired, has discarded the notion that any such labyrinth ever existed. So this is going to be one of the few places I can adventure where Tallis hasn't been before. And that's pretty rare. I mean, we've got down into the deep levels of Tarn and he'd been there. We went into the sewers of Pakwa, he'd been there. And various other places as well. And next, the very mention of the mystical labyrinth known as Wackner's Mad, in a context that serves to raise it above its long ascribed status as a fable, coupled with the image that again seeps into your thought, quickens your pulse. The labyrinth is real, says Yersin, his stoic demeanour unflinching. You, and you alone, Sir Crokuton, now know where to find its entrance. The secret has long been guarded by the Grey Mage. Perhaps I'd speak too freely, but our lady might well have seen fit to allow it to remain in the realm of legend. Were not the claws of the new age, that being the age of Ichthyon, closing so swiftly upon us. I'm easily uncertain whether or not you should be grateful for the knowledge that Yersin has imparted. You ask him why the location of the labyrinth has been made known to you. The maze guards a grave danger, he replies. It's by no means an exaggeration to say the very existence of this danger. Now, more than ever before, it perils this realm and the wider world beyond. It was always believed that as long as the entrance to the labyrinth remained inaccessible, concealed and protected by Wackner's ancient magic, buried in the heart of the forbidden wood, it would stay forgotten. And the shadow path that most assuredly lies open, somewhere in its deepest reaches, would pose little threat if it could not be used. Alright, shadow path at the depth. Well, honestly, considering all the effort that made shadow paths are usually bad news, and considering all the effort made to hide it, this is even worse news. And something will come through. Yersin pauses and carefully folds his hand on the table. Such a belief was, of course, reckless, and dare I say, foolish. It was dangerous to assume it would be those of this world who would be best able to seek out Wackner's shadow path and make use of it. So, it's being opened. Well, it's being used from the other side. Duh, duh, duh. An involuntary shudder runs through you as Yersin, for the first time since you've laid eyes upon him, smiles. The faint expression, discernible only to one carefully studying the envoy's stoic countenance, unnerves you, for you're certain no intended malice lies behind it. Speaking slowly and quietly, with his large hands still folded on the table, Yersin tells you that the shadow path that exists somewhere in the black depths of Wackner's labyrinth has for too long served as a gate by which malevolent forces have passed in and out of the world. We are certain of this, he says resolutely, as if to destroy any lingering doubts about the claim. the shadow path must be closed. As long as it remains open, it represents a dire threat to the world. A world already edging into the peril ushered in by the age that now casts its shadow over all. You again ask Yersin why the location of the fabled labyrinth has been made known to you. He swiftly replies, confirming your suspicions. With no trace of his faint smile remaining, the imposing envoy tells you the Grey Mage herself has asked you venture into Wagner's mat to seek out and forever close the shadow path. Yersin removes his white hand from the table and retrieves a cloth pouch. He spills the contents of the pouch onto the table, revealing a thin stone wing. The wing bears engravings that depict a silvered moon. He motions for you to take the item. It is a wing of greater warding. It's armour for your finger. It's cumbrance of one. It's common quality, oddly enough. I thought it would be magic, but I guess whatever magic it has is different somehow. It's got a melee rating of 2, 2 stamina points, 1 aura, 1 luck. This thin stone band, given to you by Yersin, the envoy of the Grey Mage, during your encounter in Griffin's Ledge, Owl House in Trithic, has been enchanted with a powerful spell of warding. The magic with which the wing has been imbued is meant to protect you from the deadly magic that protects the ancient labyrinth known as Wagner's Mad. Engravings of silver moons adorn the stone band. Yersin has instructed you to never remove the wing from your finger while you're in the labyrinth. That wing is imbued with an enchantment of greater warding, he says, as you take possession of the band. Its magics will protect you from the dark powers that guard the labyrinth. Without the wing on your finger, you will almost certainly have no hope of surviving the mage. Things not of this world move unseen in the passages Wagner so long ago created. The spell of warding on this wing will stave them off for the most part. You must never remove the wing until you're safely outside the labyrinth. Of course, the wing also bears another important enchantment. Yersin tells you the powerful magic needed to effect the closing of the shadow path is stored within the wing he's just given you. He also tells you how best to unleash the magic to close the shadow path. That's not quite yet been determined. He does say, however, that you will know what needs to be done when the time comes. We cannot hope to know the precise location of the shadow path, yet we believe it must lie on the deepest level within the labyrinth. Well, that is how it works with dungeons. What you want is always at the deepest level, because it would be weird to design a huge dungeon, but then you only have to explore the top level. Just how many levels there are to the mad is not known, but its depth must be considerable, and the danger you are likely to encounter within is unimaginable. For a moment, as your thoughts churn with all that's been presented to you, in only the last short while, you sit in silence, gazing down at the engraved stone wing resting in the palm of your hand. For you cannot yet put your finger on it. You feel it is the Grey Mage emissary. It's not quite telling you everything about the mission that Swift's most powerful sorcerer is so eager for you to undertake. Breaking the momentary silence, you ask Yersin why the Great Circle hasn't gathered a larger exhibition to tackle such an urgent and dangerous mission. The wing you now hold, he said, his eyes darting to the stone band still lying in the palm of your hand, took nearly a year for five of our order's greatest mages to craft. The magic that has guarded the labyrinth is unquestionably potent, as Wagnar was a spell wielder without peer. The ring was infused with sufficient power to protect its wearer from the hideous might of Wagner's foul magic. We cannot afford the delay that crafting any such similarly imbued objects would entail. There is no time. And, despite the seemingly hasty nature of the mission, we have, till only recently, tarried for too long. There is every chance we are already too late. For the first time since he took a seat at the table, any doubts you still maintain about Yersin, his story, and a proposed adventure into Wackler's Mad swiftly melt away. You're suddenly seized by the unshakable desire to tackle the daunting task that has thus been laid out. The Lady of Arawan knows that you will see the importance of what I have just told you, said Yerhin, and yet she will not be so bold as to presume your desire to embark on any such perilous quest. I can only say, Sir Crokington, that many others were considered for the execution of this endeavour, but in the end, for reasons that are her own, reasons forced of her infinite wisdom, she chose you. Yersin's face creases into a smile, and his dark eyes widen slightly. When you tell him you will proudly accept the mission, none of that fate doesn't do that fate choice. You chose. Your hero chose for you. The importance of the task, as explained by the envoy, coupled with the prospect of exploring the labyrinth, a place no living adventurer has ever seen, makes this an endeavour one you would be loath to refuse. Our lady's trust in you is well placed, he says. Somewhat to your surprise, Yersin calls for ale. A serving girl arrives only a few moments later and sets down two frothing tankards. The imposing envoy then dismisses her, but not before he hands the bewildered girl a small pouch full of gold. Yersin tells you that the memory of the labyrinth's location, now forever etched in your thoughts, will reveal itself at any time you set foot in Fogbra, allowing you to easily find your way into the long-hidden site of Wagnar's ruined tower. He reminds you to wear the great ring of greater warding at all times, and to carefully and cautiously explore the legendary maze. A lair unseen by human eyes for nearly 1,000 years. He also describes for you a stone slab bearing an engraving of a single rose that guards the entrance to the labyrinth. You carefully mark his words as he tells you that while wearing the ring of warding, you must step onto the slab to enter the maze. We'll be aware of your progress, he says. The ring you wear will tell us enough to know whether or not you're still alive. And it will allow us the ability to see some of what you see while you're in the maze. It may be possible for those in our order to communicate with you by way of the ring, for I'm not certain that ability is yet within our grasp. I wish you luck, Sir Crokington. May the All-Father watch over you. We will meet again. Yersin rises and he promptly follows suit, stepping around the table to meet the envoy in a shoulder cross. He wishes you luck and tells you to take care when you venture into the maze. As the envoy turns and begins making his way back across the common room, the din that fills the crowded alehouse once again dies down. He reaches the door, turns and bows politely to the alehouse keeper, then exits Griffin's Ledge. For some time following the envoy's departure, you remain seated in front of the glowing hearth, musing over the recent and unexpected visit, carefully considering the looming adventure that awaits you in Fogbois. If only a sliver of the legends about Wackner's Mad bear even the slightest bit of truth, you realise that a perilous quest lies ahead. Last, having grown tired of the common room's endless commotion, and more than a little eager to make the necessary preparations for a trek into the cursed woods, you rise and make your way to the door. As you step out of the alehouse, doing your best to turn your back to a series of frigid gusts, your mind returns to the Grey Mage's emissary, Yersin. For a moment you'll find yourself hoping that all he has told you is true, and that no hidden, less than sincere motive lies behind the reason he gave you for your impending mission into the ancient labyrinth. Well, I guess we'll see. The motion proves only fleeting as a new series of icy winds tear across Blade Square, reminding you that Dusk and its dreaded counterpart, Trithic's long-standing curfew, are swiftly approaching. With your thoughts now bent on reaching the warmth of another fire and escaping midwinter's deadly chill, you hurry off across the darkening quadrangle. To reach the ancient labyrinth of Wackner, travel to Fogbois Forest. Choose to explore the wood and look for Wackner's Mad on your list of previously discovered locations. It would be a good idea to save your game first, of course. Alright, to the city gates. Time to save. And now off to Wackner's Mad. Alright, Western Fogbois, the Forest of Mist. Explore Fogbois Forest, the Outer Wood. Previously discovered location. Alright, and then Wackner's Mad. Guided by the vivid memory implanted in your mind by Yersin, the mysterious envoy of the Grey Mage, you plunge into the thick of the wood and make your way to the site upon which Wackner's proud tower once stood. After a lengthy trek through the mist-filled forest, you arrive at the tangled swath of rotting trees. Around which lie scattered the ancient, half-buried remains of the famous mage's once mighty abode. In the centre of the ruins, as described to you by Yersin, you discover an engraved stone slab that guards the entrance to the fabled labyrinth. You're standing upon the ancient ruins of the once mighty Tower of Wackner. Rising out of the sodden forest at your feet, the majority of its immense bulk still buried beneath the layers of what is a massive stone slab. A single wilted rose is engraved upon the centre of the rough-hewn piece of rock. This is, as originally described to you by Yersin, the magical gate that guards the entrance to the legendary labyrinth known as Wackner's Mad. Step onto the engraved stone. You step onto the stone slab, but nothing happens. After only a few moments, you step back onto the spongy forest floor. To enter the labyrinth, be sure you have the Ring of Greater Warding equipped. You know, as I was repeatedly told. Click the link below, then equip the ring and step onto the engraved stone slab again. Alright, time to do that. Let's equip the Ring of Greater Warding. Well, I've got to unequip something to so it works. Now, I don't want to remove the spruce wings because they have synergies. Gonna have to unequip something very powerful. Alright. Kyodra's Serpent Wing can go. Equip the Ring of Greater Warning. There, my stats are a lot lower, but that's okay. Step onto the engraved stone. The instant you step onto the stone slab, the thin stone band you're wearing, the Ring of Greater Warding, tightens its grip on your finger. A vague sense of disorientation washes over you as a churning column of thick mist rises up out of the forest floor and swiftly envelops the slab. Through the invisible mouth of a portal long ago opened by Wagner himself, you're now being drawn into the ancient labyrinth. Alright, I'm in the labyrinth. You are standing on the first level of the ancient labyrinth known as Wagner's Mad. Atop an engraved section of the floor that spans the breadth of this dark passage. To the north, off and south, the wide corridor plunges into deep gloom. The engraving at your feet depicts a lone, leafless tree. Carved into the trunk of the tree is a hand-shaped impression that is roughly the size of your own hand. Whew. And that means these guys must have known I was coming to make an extra small impression just for Sir Croakington.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm just assuming. Or it's magic. The air is cold and still in the darkness that engulfs the first level of the ancient labyrinth. Exploration status. Based on what you observed, you're fairly certain that a large number of wandering foes remain. Alright. Okay, I'm near the southwest corner. And just to the east is an alcove. A raised slab of stone in the centre of this broad alcove bears an engraving of what appears to be a closed eye. Step onto the raised slab. You step onto the raised slab. After several moments, when it appears nothing is going to happen, you step back down onto the floor of the alcove. Well, gotta do something first. It's about the alcove. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wagner's labyrinth, a mechanized goblin crafted out of iron and copper, emits a chorus of echoing clanks as it moves towards you out of the darkness ahead. The strange automaton, its squarish metal head bearing an engraved fang-filled grin, raises a crude but sharp blade as it prepares to attack. It's a mechanical goblin. The mechanical goblin whirls as it steps forward and attacks. And now it is slain, or smashed, or destroyed, or whatever. 10 XP. Thankful to have survived the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear before once again setting off through the labyrinth. Alright, I'm very near the... Alright, there I am. So, oh, no. The exploration comes to abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Ragnar's Mad. A mechanical ogre, its torso, head and hulking limbs formed out of a haphazard collection of iron copper, stomps towards you out of the gloom ahead. The monstrous creation, its gaping maw filled with jagged metal teeth, rattles loudly as it moves in to attack. It's a mechanical ogre! Mechanical ogre stomps forward and attacks. I swing my club. It is slain. 13 experience. Thankful to survive the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear before once again setting off through the labyrinth. We have a suddenly. Picking a number. Bonus of 49. 19 from thievery. 20 from aura. 10 from luck. Got to get 60 or more. Pick now. 63 success. 16 XP. No, 73 success. 16 XP to thievery. Your well-practiced skill of thievery, combined with your innate sense of danger and a little luck, has just helped you detect and avoid a deadly trap. After carefully marking the snare, so you'd be certain not to trigger it, you once again resume your exploration, now more wary than ever that every step taken along these ancient corridors is fraught with peril. Right, I'm going along the south side of the dungeon. The exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by... It's another mechanical goblin. Just going to quick combat that. 10 XP. Alright. Another trap check. Pick now. 90 success. Another 16 XP to thievery. Alright, and I've gone as far as... far along the south as I can go at this point, although it does continue after it goes north a bit. A stone dial rests in the middle of this large and otherwise empty chamber. Three engravings, an eye, a skull and a moon, adorn the edge of the dial's base. The dial's rusted iron arm is pointing to an engraving of the moon. So this dial you can point to moon, iron, skull. With great effort, you manage to turn the dial's rusted iron arm to point to the engraving of the skull. Now, presumably, what I'm supposed to point it to will be explained later. Here's another mechanical goblin. Quick combat for another 10 XP. Now, all these things are three glass walls, just in case you were wondering. And now, a bit north of this dial, in a small alcove off the main passage, you discover a collection of various items. It's some mediocre loot, just taking it, and 44 gold. After making certain you haven't overlooked anything, you step back out of the pass, back out into the passage. Okay, another mechanical goblin, which turns into another 10 XP, as you do. It's the trap check, pick now, and that I passed that with 131, that's 82 plus 49, and another 16 XP to thievery. Yeah, these trap checks will just repeatedly happen in the labyrinth, that's just how it works. Okay, I'm making my way into the southeast corner, but there's something in the way. A dense shimmering cloud of silver mist floats in the middle of this broad intersection of passages. You could judge you can easily avoid passing through the mist simply by edging out, but what if I step through it? You boldly step through the cloud of silver mist. Nothing appears to have happened. Alright, maybe something has to be explained first. Alright, I'm near the southeast corner. And there's another question mark, very one off from it. Suddenly, you spot something lying against the wall in this section of the corridor. A closer examination reveals the object to be what looks like part of a small wooden rod. Believing this curious item may prove useful, you reach down and take possession of it. It's a wooden rod piece. This is the middle. Let's have a look at it. This appears to be the middle portion of a small, twisted oaken rod. I'm guessing I'm going to find the top and the bottom bits pretty soon. With the one piece now safely tucked in amongst your other belongings, you once again set off along the passage. Alright, and nothing in the very southeast corner. Alright, and what? Oh, suddenly. Trap check. Passed and another 16 XP's of thievery. Alright, we've got three question marks pretty close. The northernmost of them. A pair of large engraved skulls adorn the northern wall of this small chamber. Suddenly, a strange, disorientating sensation washes over you. You suddenly realise surroundings have changed. You've been teleported. I'm teleported to just oneself. A trio of large engraved skulls adorn the western wall of this small chamber. What's over you? Teleported. And that teleports me to the south of the... just east of the... bit south to the southernmost of these three things. A single large engraved skull adorns the western wall of this small chamber. Suddenly a stranger's orange sensation was Ozu. I've been teleported. Okay, seems that not much has happened here. It's another mechanical goblin. Quick combat that for another 10 XP. Alright, what's going on here? Okay, now to try out the north. I'll just go ignore the silver mist for a bit. Try out the northeast quadrant. Suddenly, with a low rumble and a violent shudder, the floor beneath your feet suddenly begins sliding to the east. The sliding floor comes to an abrupt stop, nearly knocking you off your feet and leaving you momentarily disorientated. As you steady yourself, you're relatively certain you're now standing east to where you were only moments ago. Okay, but apparently that just didn't... No, it just wasn't loading. It's another mechanical goblin, quick combat. Another 10 XP. Alright, and the dungeon, I tried to go west. The dungeon pushed me east. The trap check, 16 XP's of thievery. Alright, keep exploring. Okay, exploring the... There's another mechanical ogre. Looks like the first one, 13 XP. Trap check, 16 XP's of thievery. Okay, I'm very close to where we started. Trap check. 16 XP's of thievery. It's quite starting to add up all that thievery experience. Of course, it takes 8,092 to level up thievery, so it's going to take a lot of them to... It's going to take about 500 or so of them to level you up to next level, but it adds up. It all adds up. That's a low. Suddenly, a low rumble and a violent shudder. The floor beneath your feet begins sliding, but suddenly stops, nearly sending you tumbling. Okay. Yes, okay, I've got past the moving floor, and then there's an alcove. You're standing in a small chamber to the east of a broad maze passage. Lying in the centre of this room, beneath a transparent glowing dome of blue energy, is the unmoving body of an armoured man. The middle-aged man, who appears to be dead, seems not to have suffered even the slightest hint effects of decay. Your eyes are drawn to the pair of jewel-studded leather boots worn by the lifeless man. An item may be of use here, presumably an item you can gather in this dungeon, because those are the walls. Attempt to approach the body. As you step towards the body, the glow emanating from the dome of blue energy intensifies. Believing it would be dangerous to get any closer, you wisely retreat. Head back west. Alright, out goes south. Okay. Alright, I'm keeping to explore the dungeon, looking for places I haven't already been. Alright, going to the middle of the north side. Another mechanical goblin. Quick combat that. It is slain. 10 XP. Exploration status. Dwindling number of wandering foes remain. Alright, the moving floor tried to stop me, but it failed. Alright, I'm now on the northern side, and then I found something. Suddenly, you spot something lying against the wall in this section of the corridor. A closer examination reveals the object to be what looks like part of a small wooden watch. Wooden what? Believing this curious item may somehow prove useful, you reach down and take possession of it. The wooden wad piece is from the bottom. Okay, then all that remains is to find the top piece and the way to put them together. With the one piece now safely tucked in amongst your other belongings, you once again set off along the passage. Right, west a bit, west a bit, west a bit. Alright, and here. A ghostly figure of mist, lurking at the edge of this section of the maze passage, turns his faceless head in your direction as you approach. Let's approach the ghostly figure. As you move closer, the ghostly figure rapidly dissolves into a thin, dissipating band of mist. When you step back, the ghostly figure suddenly takes shape again. Maybe I could use the power of necromancy. Use. It succeeded, but it didn't do anything. Okay. Going towards the northwest corner now. An elaborate engraving spans nearly the entire wall in this section of the corridor. Let's read the engraving. The engraving depicts a massive griffin perched on a cliff in the midst of the forest. At the foot of the cliff, a man holding a long wooden staff appears to be calling out to the majestic creature. Alright, in the very southwest corner, examine the engraving. Another engraving. The engraving depicts two men standing before a tower that rises out of the forest. The man on the left is holding up a long wooden staff, while the man on the right is raising a sword. Okay, maybe that's a clue to something. Okay. And just south of the northwest corner, there's a little cul-de-sac with a something in the middle. Suddenly, you spot something lying against the wall in this section of the corridor. A close examination reveals the object to be what looks like part of a small wooden wad. Believing the object may somehow prove useful, you reach down and take possession of it. All right, wooden wad piece top. Okay, I have all three pieces now. This appears to be the top portion of a small, twisted oaken wad. A cap of rusted iron is fitted atop one end of the wooden shaft. The one piece now safely tucked in amongst your other belongings, you once again set off along the passage. Okay. Alright, what's going on here then? Another mechanical goblin. Apparently that was just a forced fight. Oh, no, wait. Apparently sometimes it just doesn't load the question marks for a bit. That's probably on my end. Alright, what's to go? What is to go? I think I've been nearly everywhere in this dungeon. Alright, what's this silver mist do? Step through the silver mist. Ah, okay, 64 XP to general. The moment you step through the cloud of silver mist, the one pieces you're carrying abruptly shimmer brightly and then vanish in their place, in amongst your other belongings. Now rests a twisted, iron-capped oaken wad. Twisted open wad. I'm going to use that. So it's on the quick use list. Let's have a look at it. This oaken wad is capped at each end by short lengths of rusted iron. You discovered the pieces of this wad in the first level of Wagner's Mad. When you passed through the cloud of silver mist, the wad was made whole. You turn around to look at the cloud of mist, only to discover it is now gone. Puzzled by the strange turn of events, you promptly set off to resume your exploration of the maze. Okay. Right. Does looking at these three sorts. Okay. Trio. Which doesn't mean teleport. Wait a minute. I'm going to look at them in order. Pair. Teleported. Alright, look at the single. Been teleported. Pair. Teleported. And then trio. Teleported. Oh, and yes, I'm in a place where I shouldn't be. I'm in a new place, because in the northeast corner, there's a little isolated block of two squares. Which I have saw that before, but it just wasn't relevant. Alright, so I can do two things. I can head west, place my hand in the northern impression, or the eastern impression. What happens if I place in the northern impression? I'm teleported. Just teleported, and I'm back in the southeast corner. Okay. Another mechanical goblin, quick combat. I think we're going to run out of random encounters soon enough. Exploration status, dwindling number of wandering foes. Skull, teleported, yeah. And now that I've figured it out, it just, you get sent there every time. Just saves time. I guess because it. No, oh, yeah, we know you figured it out. Let's just do it directly. Do it directly. We're not going to have you go through the pop effort of touring all three skull bits in a row, because we know you can do that. You don't have to prove anything to us. The Eastern Impression. I'm teleported. And that puts me back at the entrance. Mechanical goblin. I think That will probably save me time later. Getting myself to the exit in a quick say. Wait a minute. I want to get... Right, now I'm going to get to where the man was. Oh, mechanical serpent. Oh, but I forgot to weed it because I quick combated it too quickly. Sorry about that. Oh, if another mechanical serpent turns up, I'll be sure to weed it. And just quick combat a mechanical ogre. Sorry about not weeding the mechanical serpent. Mechanical goblin, quick combat. Yeah, that's always a risk with this game. You can accidentally click through something important. So that's just... maybe not something important, but something new. Small number of wandering foes remain. I want to get back to where the guy was. Because I'm just going to guess. Actually, okay, I know this because I've done most of the mad. I think I might have done all of the mad about half a dozen times. So yeah, I know all the mysteries of the mad. Well, the first 40 floors of the mad. Sorry, spoiler. I know all the mysteries of many floors of the mad. Okay, let's go use this wad, which I put on the recently used. 128 experience to general. You hold up the twisted wad and are surprised when it immediately adopts a blue glow, identical to that which is emanating from the dome of energy. With a sudden flash of blue light, the glowing dome and the body that lay beneath it vanish, resting on the floor in this very spot where the armored man's body was only moments ago. It's a pair of jewel-studded boots. You promptly take possession of the boots. Let's look at these boots. They're jewel-studded. They offer you 5 standard points, but that's not the reason you wear them. And they require 15 luck and 15 agility. Somehow, you're not lucky enough. And then the boots just fall off you instantly. Or you're not agile enough. And somehow you can't wear boots. Don't know how, but magic, I guess. Because they are magical boots. These leather boots, studded with a large number of small emeralds, rubies and garnets, appear to be magical. So you're not certain about the true nature of the enchantment. Let's just put them on and find out. And you're standing in a small chamber. You can hear the magically shielded corpse of the armored man. And the jewel-studded boots left behind when his body suddenly vanished. Oh, I didn't notice that. I forgot to weed that because I was too distracted by these new boots that I didn't even notice the body disappearing. Because apparently I'm very voracious. Oh well, yep, once again, after just mentioning you can miss bits, I missed a bit. Oh well, you'll just have to, if you want to see what happens, you're just going to have to play the game yourself. Okay, let's put on these jewel-studded boots. This slightly lowers my stats, but I have stats to spare. Alright, head back west. And the thing about these boots is... Is that when you go onto the moving floors, they just move you back. Which allows you to explore this level of the floor and several others... much, much quicker. So generally they're just something, always have them on when in the mad. It just saves a lot of time. Okay, now I'm exploring all the parts of the mad. Approach the ghostly figure. Now apparently this doesn't do anything yet. Oh, maybe. Maybe this wad helps. Twisted wooden wad. Nope, apparently not. Alright, approach the ghostly figure. Maybe. Maybe one of the many magics of the Wing of Greater Warding will help. Use it. No, apparently it's just the ghost disappears. Okay. Another mechanical goblin, quick combat. I finished the battle with a battle wage, 10 XP. I could have double clicked and we wouldn't have to see that. Okay, I think we've explored pretty much every part in this door. Okay. Keep going. I'm going to be wandering around a bit because I want to explore another mechanical. Quickstone has 120 storm. Very nice. Exploration status. No wandering foes remain. I didn't actually get any message of finishing them off. Oh, well. If I was the GM, I'd have something happen. But maybe it's... Guess that means getting through these wandering foes does nothing. It just means you don't have any more wandering foes, and thus you can conveniently wander around without bumping into anything. Alright, to the skulls. Teleported. Okay, I've explored both of the impressions on the eastern side. Now to the west. An engraving depicting 10 skulls stacked in an inverted pyramid formation adorns the center slab of stone in this section of the maze passage. A hand-shaped impression, roughly the size of your own, has been carved into a slab just below the skulls. Place my hand in the impression. You place your hand into the hand-shaped impression just below the engraved skulls. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression, and for a fleeting moment, your entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 64 XP to general. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving that adorns the rugged surface. You immediately realize the way down to the next level of Wackler's perilous labyrinth has been unlocked. Alright, one floor complete. And that is all we're going to do today, because we've just passed over an hour. Next episode, we'll do the next floor. And maybe if something turns up, we'll take a brief break. But most of the following episodes will be all about getting deeper and deeper into the mad. Suddenly, your thoughts churn wildly, rapidly dissolving into a blur of formless, swiftly charging images that leave you utterly disorientated. As your head begins to clear, the image of an imposing tower, its seven flag turret, soaring into the bright blue sky, takes shape, foremost amidst your jumbled thoughts. "I don't know if you can hear me," whispers the faint, unrecognizable voice in your head. "You have done well. Please know your other thoughts and prayers are with you. We will..." Okay, we've got I have this imposing tower. I'm thinking this tower is the Tower of Arwen. I'm thinking this is the Grey Mage. There's nothing to prove it, but that's just the notion that I have. The voice abruptly vanishes as you regain control of your thoughts. Okay, the engraved slab emits a faint greenish glow. Step onto the engraved slab. And this can move you down to level 2, but I don't want to do that yet. Step off the slab. You quickly step off the slab. Your sense of disorientation that momentarily overcame you swiftly fades. Okay, and the Easter impression, and that teleports me back to the entrance. But what's in that alcove we found pretty soon? Step onto the waste slab. You step onto the waste slab. After several moments, when it appears nothing is going to happen, you step back down onto the floor of the alcove. I thought something would happen there. Okay, maybe if I use that wad, twisted woken wad, no, step out of the alcove. I'm sure it does something, but I'm not sure what. Alright, let's get out of here. Place your hand in the impression. The instant you place your hand in the impression, your surroundings change. It takes you only a quick glance around to realise you're once again standing in the midst of the tower ruins, in the heart of the cursed forest. Before the engraved slab that guards the entrance to the Wackner's fabled labyrinth. Okay, that is enough of the mad for today. Now let's get to a safe place. Maybe the town of Ashlar. Yep, that will be Ashlar will be your safe. Will be your base while exploring the Mad. It takes less turns to get there, and narratively it makes sense because it is the closest town to the Cursed Forest. So if you're going to do anything in the Cursed Forest, that's where you'd start from. And that's where you'd build up your supplies and rest up. Oh, no, that's just about, I saw a link at the top of the screen, and that was just about an adventure shop item. I mean, some of them are interesting, but they rotate. I'm not going to spend time reading them all for you. Okay, I'm in Ashlar, time to save, and that is it for today. In the next episode, we will go deeper into the Mad. But until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.